Yeah. Alrighty then, here we are. All people been messing with the controls. Who's been sitting in the big seat?
Yeah, probably left the heat on.
Wow, no wonder you can hear everything on the air. Pretty loud.
What?
I said I'm deaf, but yet it's pretty loud to me.
Oh.
Good morning and welcome. Happy, happy Monday. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, so it is Monday, but we're going to make it great. You know why? Because early voting starts today. I want you out there voting every day.
Yeah.
Not the same person.
Well, I just vote like a Democrat early and often.
Well, yeah, we're better than that, though. That's the thing.
Yes.
That's what makes it a little tough.
Oh, man, that whole being the honest party stuff, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't extend it to the whole party.
Well, I was trying to be kind on a Monday morning.
You are. Yes. But anyway, no, we got to get out there. Got to get it done, man. Don't take any chances. Who knows what's going to happen? October surprise. Goofy terrorist attacks.
Funny you say that. I was talking to staunch Republicans yesterday, mm-hmm. and when I mentioned voting today, they were like, oh, no, because they're in that mindset of how all of us have been voting on Election Day. But come on, two hurricanes, chicanery from the other side.
You've got millions of illegals. Many of them might be very nice, but it only takes a few to create problems. And didn't we just uncover that there was going to be an attempt to do something on Election Day by some groups, right?
Yeah, the guy with the AK. And again, all you need is one person doing something at one polling place in the country, and it's going to scare people away.
Yep, 24-hour news cycle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get it done, please.
Yes.
All right. We've got a problem with the illegal immigration, and I think that the Democrats... I got to give them some credit, really. How were they able to pull this off? Pretty much the entire 4 years, they've had the borders wide open. And not just that, but they've been flying in people from all over the world, 110 or 15 different countries represented. Yeah, so what? You get a couple of hundred off the terrorist watch list. Okay, so you get 13,000 murderers. I mean, you know, beggars can't be...
What could possibly go wrong kind of scenario?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We know.
And then they would scurry in the dead of the night and plant these people into these smaller and, you know, kind of medium-sized towns. And they're told to blend in. It's interesting. I get an email that was forwarded to me that really spoke about that. And this was actually in North Carolina. And the reason that it's become so evident, you didn't recognize that there were kind of, you know, new people in the community as much until now. Everybody's waiting in line like for help, like for some food, you know? So they're seeing the pressure that's there because it's like, where did all these folks come from?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And then I saw the story today in the New York Post where they do, they go Logansport, Indiana. Kids are being pushed out of the schools after migrants swelled the county's population by 30%, causing everybody else pretty much to fall behind. These are thousands of migrants from Haiti and dozens of other countries that have arrived in this isolated Indiana city. Okay? 18,000 illegals. That is going to put a burden on the system. It's not designed to take in that many new residents, whether they're legal or not. Mm-mm. Furious residents say they no longer feel safe in their once sleepy downtown. Their kids are being muscled out of schools by new students who don't know English and need a lot more help. And they blame, and rightfully so, VP Kamala Harris and President Biden. And that's exactly where the blame should go. Do something. Our community cannot withstand this many people being here, says Candace Espinoza, 32. Yeah, people, Hispanics, are really outreach. These are the ones came here legally, you know, worked hard to, you know, work their way into the middle class in many cases. And they're seeing what's happening in the schools, and their own kids don't have an opportunity to learn. Nancy Baker, 44, mother of two, was more blunt about what she would tell Harris, get off my property. She says, I don't see how she can stand behind Biden the whole time, and then she keeps deflecting anytime they ask questions. Yes, indeed, we have seen her in action. It's not entirely clear how many migrants have arrived in Logansport, but Cass County Health Department Administrator told the Post that the surrounding area's population has surged nearly 30%. That would put the arriving number of migrants at more than 18,000. In a county that back in 2020 only had a total population of 38,000.
Well, if you look at it just by percentage, 30% of anything, big city, little city, that's a big chunk.
Yes, it is.
And somebody's got to support them.
Where did they find, what about homes? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get temporary shelter, but for how long? Then they help to pay them to rent homes. What happens to the other people that are looking for a place?
And then the prices go up because of demand.
Yep.
Wow.
Another rough estimate from the mayor, Chris Martin, pegs the number of arrivals from the Caribbean, from Haiti, more 2,000 to 3,000 over the last 4 years. But that's the city itself, not the surrounding area. And as the former honor roll students, this one particular girl they're talking about, 16-year-old Cheyenne, because it's the daughter of the mayor, right? Anyway, former honor roll students' grades began to slip. Cheyenne gave up on Logansport High School and enrolled in an online homeschool instead. You can't just focus all your resources on one group of people and everybody else is falling behind.
Wow.
You wonder why these kids are getting frustrated and dropping out of school and getting bad grades. This is one town, you know, in kind of the heartland of America. This is like the typical, you know, small to medium-sized town, and they're being impacted to this degree. I shared with you what's going on just partially in these areas of North Carolina that have been hit hard by Helene. So these people are starting to see where are all these people coming from? They're kind of coming out of the woodwork, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there's communities all over the nation that are experiencing the same thing. But do you think the mainstream media is going to go around and do much digging and much investigative reporting and talk about that?
No.
No, because they know this is one of the easiest issues for people to make up their mind on. Wide open borders with all the crime, the fentanyl, the murders, the rapist, and the sex trafficking. Who can say yes to that? Only a complete moron. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're making Mondays great. Early voting begins today. Get it done. 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, and we are going to make Mondays great. Welcome to it. It is 6:20 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here as well. Greg, thanks so much for doing an awesome, superb job Friday while I was motoring out to the Mecca of motorcycles for Biketoberfest again this year. So thank you.
You kind of have a glow about you since you came back from the Mecca.
Why, thank you. Yes. probably a little windburn, a little sunburn.
Well, that's what it was.
You know, another nice time.
Awesome. That's fun.
Meeting great people, hanging out with great people, and everybody seemed like they were enjoying themselves. I do have to say, just a cursory overview, to me, it seemed much slower than normal.
And as far as the crowd just the pace of the events and stuff?
The crowds, to me, were down.
Huh.
This is the shorter one. This is more the right. Four-day event.
Right.
But no, it was definitely, I would say definitely down. And I think probably, you know, the storms probably made some people change their minds.
Yeah, that could happen. I think expect a lot of things.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. But, I mean, still great. Still plenty of people there.
That's cool. And, Sounds fun.
And safe. Didn't see anything that was unsafe, you know. Well, actually, I take that back. One guy's bike looked pretty mangled in the middle of US 1 where it's a grass divide.
Mm-hmm.
And people were, you know, stopping to help.
Sure.
And he was standing up.
Good sign.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean he's okay. But made sure there were people. I could see some people running that I could tell were like medical.
Right.
people, but even before the ambulance, like, just stop and help. Yeah. And anyway, other than that, yeah, everything looked good.
Got a few bugs in your teeth. You know, life is good, right?
That's right. And that's nothing, you know, the water pick can't handle.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Separate it on bug setting, you know.
Early voting. Yes, yep. I will torture you with this because you need to do it and you need to pass the word along to everybody else and get on board. CBS pushed back against former President Trump's claim that they deceitfully edited its interview with Vice President Kamala Harris. They dismissed the allegation as false in a statement they released yesterday, but after weeks of staying mum, despite mounting backlash over the interview, CBS published a statement Sunday addressing the outrage, and this is sued after airing two different answers to the same question in a 60 Minutes interview earlier this month. I mean, you drew this kind of attention. I mean, you're not paying enough attention to know what you're using is sort of like a promo and that it doesn't match up with what you actually were using. It just and you know, of course, Trump brought it out, let everybody know all about it. 60 Minutes gave an excerpt of our interview to Face the Nation that used a longer section of her answer that on 60 Minutes was offered, you know, the same question, same answer, but a different portion of the response. When we edit any interview, whether a politician, athlete, movie star, we strive to be clear, accurate, and on point. The portion of her answer on 60 Minutes was more succinct, which allows time for other subjects in a wide-ranging 21-minute-long segment.
Okay, well, that's a nice thing to say, but the fact is, in other instances, she has been known to give different answers to the same question on different on different times. When she was asked about when she got the call from Joe, what were you doing when Joe called and said he was stepping aside? She gave two completely different answers of where she was and who she was with.
That's true, and I pretty much thought she was down to just three answers for everything.
I think
she
it's getting tight. She's just sticking to two now because she's getting tired. So yeah.
The statement that reminds readers that former President Trump pulled out his interview with 60 Minutes and Vice President participated. The Trump campaign denied that it had ever formally accepted the invitation for the interview. A longstanding invitation of former President Trump remains open, the statement continues. If he would like to discuss the issues facing the nation in the Harris interview, we would be happy to have him on 60 Minutes. CBS News has yet to release an unedited video or full transcript of the interview. That would be pretty simple. That would address any issues. Drop. Let people decide for themselves if how creative you were with the editing, or was it succinct and done specifically for time reasons? Mm-hmm. We're on the radio. We get that. Sure. We have to follow a clock, and there are times when we have to cut people off, and we, you know, don't necessarily want to do that. But
hey, drop it on YouTube. Just let people watch it.
Exactly.
It's easy.
Exactly.
Peasy.
There's so many different ways to get that that information out. So, but yeah, 60 Minutes, they can't, of course, they're not going to admit they did anything. Yeah. All right. You want some good news?
Absolutely. What you got?
I got a great cop story.
Oh, we like those.
Heart-pounding video shows police officers in Seattle, Washington, saving a man in the nick of time. That actually occurred on October 7th when officers arrived to a mental health crisis call involving a 57-year-old man who was perched high over the tracks. This was in Seattle. The situation became even more tense because although officials had requested all inbound trains to be stopped until the issue was resolved, one train was already inbound.
Wow, that's
and
scary.
Unable to halt. Oh. Body camera footage taken at the scene shows officers speaking to the man. One of them tells him, "I want to help you, and I need you to hear me when I say that." Seconds later, the man fell about 25 feet onto the rocks below. He suffered serious injuries, not able to move away from the tracks. However, officers on the lower platform ran over the tracks to save him. In the clip, a train can be heard as it approaches the scene, like a movie,
oh,
like a dramatic
goodness.
Movie, except this was real life.
Wow.
Get ready to pull him, one of the officers told the other one, as he risks his life to grab a hold of the man and drag him to safety. In that moment, the train passes, narrowly missing the man. He did end up suffering multiple fractures, and he was in critical condition, but he wouldn't have been in any condition at all if it wasn't for some good cops doing the right thing at the right time and literally risking their own lives. Thanks to all the Leos that do a great job every day. You are appreciated. There's pumpkins, there's big pumpkins, and then there's holy cow! I'll share that information with you next on the Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. And happy Monday. Here we are. Let's make it great. Early voting starts today. Extremely important. Participate, please. Get it done. What do we got? 6:39. By the way, the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just make sure you click subscribe and you'll be all set. An educator from Anoka, Minnesota is getting a ton of attention for his giant winning pumpkin.
Really?
Well, the teacher has an advantage. He's a horticulture teacher.
Okay. Yeah. Is that even fair? Come on.
I don't think it is. Because what are you going to do? Your pumpkin is all roided out. Right? It's all
How
juiced up.
How big was it?
You want to know?
I do. I figure that's the punchline of the story anyway.
2,000.
What?
2,471 pound pumpkin.
Okay, the pumpkin patch doesn't even have one that
What big is your Super Cooper? What does that thing weigh?
Probably about the same.
It's got to be.
In mid 2000. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, if you had a glass slipper, you could be, you know, you could.
That'd be a carriage.
You could dress it up as a carriage for Halloween.
That's clever, actually.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. The outlet noted that Travis Ganger has won the grand prize for the past 4 years. Yeah. So this pumpkin's not even as big as one where he actually set the U.S. record. That was 2,560-pound pumpkin.
That's a lot of pies.
That is a lot of pies. How much whipped cream would you need? Do you like a little whipped cream on your pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
I do.
Think of the jack-o'-lantern you can make with that thing.
You could make a small house out of it, probably.
You really could.
Right?
Yeah, a little tiny house. Yeah, I like it.
Anyway, he says, at the time, he said of the growing process, Minnesota has a great mid-year, but our spring is really, really tough. So to do it in Minnesota, it shouldn't happen. It's like winning the Tour de France on a big wheel. Okay?
All righty.
But he was able to pull it off.
Yeah.
And it is the season, right?
Absolutely.
We've got, you know, fall festivals and Halloween parties going on and good times. I mean, I can't believe how many events. I don't know how people are going to do them all.
Saturday is crazy.
Today crept up on me. It's October 21st. That's my oldest daughter Rihanna's birthday. So, yeah, I was like, oh, my goodness. So I had to hurry up and text her.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, October, it's getting crazy. You've got the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer in Gainesville, October 26th.
Saturday.
That's a celebration point. And are you involved in that at all?
No.
Okay.
No. Just letting folks know about it.
Yeah. We've got the big Oktoberfest party at Audi in Gainesville on Main Street. That is Saturday.
Yep. Up on Ronald McDonald's house.
Yeah, all the proceeds go to that. And they do it very authentic. Fly the Oompa band all the way from Munich. Get the beer made specifically to like a German style recipe.
And going
to
be a bigger tent. They're making it even bigger this year because it got a little crowded last year. So there's more.
And there's more brats and more chicken. They do like a roasted chicken that is
you're going to love it.
I heard it was amazing. I haven't tried it yet.
It's awesome.
All right. So you got all that going on. Hey, by the way, the Dodgers beat the Mets. So it's going to be Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series. So we got that going on.
Hey, where's the Tigers? Where's Bob's Tigers? Are they?
Come on,
hello?
Man.
What?
How about Bob's Lions?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, speaking of which, Oh, go Gators.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a weekend in Gainesville.
I got to tell you, and you know what? I didn't get to see the game.
My wife was there.
We were staying with friends in Orman, and she has her stuff, like, you know, you get it via online or whatever, you know, and that was fun. We watched Alabama lose, and then she couldn't get the game for whatever reason.
Oh.
Didn't have that in the package. Tried to sign up. We tried to use our password and all that. We just couldn't get it.
Wow.
But still excited to, you know, keep looking for updates and see that the Gators were winning, and then they won. Mm-hmm. And so that was good. And because Kentucky had kind of turned the tables on us for the last few seasons, you know, we used to, what did we have, like 39 victories in a row, I want to say, before a few years ago when we lost. And then we lost like 3 out of 4. I don't know. All right. So there are a lot of events coming up, a lot of things to do. And my friends at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, they're doing a haunted trail. This is fun. Bring the whole family. So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And this is at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors at the what they call Camp Freedom.
Indian Lake.
Indian Lake is haunted.
Yes, be there.
Yes. Mm. Very scary, kids. Ooh.
Sounds fun. It's like a mile trek through the woods there, I think. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Wonder if you might hear the little sound of a two-cycle chainsaw.
That's like a mad cat. But there might be
that
some
was
mad...
my haunted cat. How did
was
you
it?
Know?
Wow, amazing.
Pretty soon I'll turn into an Irish pirate.
It all does.
When it comes down to it, the DNA never lies.
No.
All right, let's see what time it is. It is 6:45, we'll call it. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got so much territory to cover, but it is early voting day. Make plans, folks. The sooner you get it done, the better, because other things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we'll talk about some of that coming up right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 86:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's a Monday. We're going to make it great. It is early voting. It begins, at minutes, 7 a.m. in most polling places. So try to get it done. The sooner the better. Don't put it off. Things get in the way. Things happen. It could be big things get in the way of a lot of us voting, or little things get in your way. Either way, let's try to handle it. Let's try to get it done today, if at all possible. All right. According to a source with the CBP, you know, the Border Patrol folks, flights carrying 153 mostly special interest aliens, SIA, special interest.
What's special about them, I wonder?
Yeah, well, this is coming from San Diego, arriving in Laredo, Texas. Most will be processed and released to non-government charity shelters.
There you go.
Across the Lone Star State. The source said the migrants flown into Texas on immigration and customs enforcement aircraft will be released to a local Catholic charity shelter in Laredo. The migrants will likely be moved to the city of San Antonio's Migrant Resource Center, where they will stay at the FEMA-reimbursed shelter, FEMA, while they're trying to help out hurricane.
I thought that was emergency management, not immigration.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like our emergencies kind of things.
And then when they're there, shelter staff members make commercial air travel arrangements for them. So you have your own travel agent.
Wow.
Once the arrangements are completed, the source says, the group of mostly special interest aliens will likely fly to other parts of the U.S.
Well, that's because you need future voting in lots of towns around the country.
You think that would have anything to do with it?
Mm.
No.
I just don't know what a special interest alien is.
Special treatment, VIP. Yeah. According to the source, many of the migrants received from California were single adult males and females. The source also said concerning Texas already experiencing more special interest migrants.
Migrants, yes.
Yeah.
I said aliens. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that was in there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Special interest. They're getting lots of special interest with our tax dollars, apparently. Flying in from California to Texas, and they get you a commercial flight to some other city of somebody's choice.
Here's all I have is that more than 61,000 special interest aliens were encountered by Border Patrol in the fiscal year 2023. The number of migrants from special interest countries climbed by more than 140% from the previous fiscal year, when more than 25,500 were encountered along the southwest border. More than 86,000 special interest aliens have illegally entered the U.S. in the previous 2 years.
Wow.
Now, here's the definition.
Oh, we get one.
Yes.
Okay. Special interest.
SIA, special interest alien, is a non-U.S. person who, based on an analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk to the United States or its interests. Often such individuals or groups are employing travel patterns known or evaluated to possibly have a nexus to terrorism.
Okay, so based on that, our government, this administration, thinks it's a brilliant idea to spread them around the country.
And fly them in and make commercial reservations for them to fly to other areas. Is that not special interest? Would be like, it would be of our special interest, you know, a sovereign nation, to keep the special ones out. Right?
Wow. Wow.
DHS, so, their analysis includes an examination of travel patterns, points of origin, and or travel segments that are tied to current assessments of national and international threat environments. In other words, you know enough about the person to classify them in a certain way, but that's not enough to keep them from coming in. In fact, you give them special treatment. Basically, look, these are like people that have traveled to the Middle East or North Africa, where there's a lot of terrorist activity. Now, these people have the ability to fly all around, but now we're footing the bill for them to fly here.
That's crazy. I mean, if special interest meant, oh, they are a doctor, a scientist, something that would be of benefit to our country, hey, help them out a little bit if we need to.
Now, let's not judge.
This is crazy.
Let's not judge too harshly, Greg.
Okay. So you could be a terrorist and a scientist?
This does not mean that all special interest aliens are terrorists.
Okay.
But rather
the
travel and behavior of such individuals indicates a possible nexus to nefarious activity, including terrorism, and at a minimum provides indicators that necessitate heightened screening and further investigation. The term SIA does not indicate any specific derogatory information about the individual, and DHS has never indicated that the SIA designation means more than that.
But they have the money to be doing all this travel that makes them look like a potential terrorist?
Yes.
And so we bring them into the country.
Oh, yeah. We pay for their flights. Yeah. We pay for their flights in, and then we pay for their commercial flights domestically.
Gee, coming to a town or city near you. Thanks, Brandon and Kamala.
I mean, once you have this kind of story, and then, of course, you do your due diligence and you check it out.
Yeah.
Once you realize this is, in fact, true, what more would people need to not support, you know, the current administration and, by extension, Kamala Harris for president? What are they thinking? And I'm telling you, every day we do stories and can do more of murder, rape of, you know, of American citizens at the hands of illegals. It shouldn't even be here.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't done by accident, letting them in. It was done on purpose. Can't people see that kind of chaos that was created on purpose? And now they're doing everything within their power to get these people to vote, even though it's a felony. Very frustrating, I know. We've got special guests lined up. We got a great day ahead of us. 97.3 The Sky.